But now, this.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
What was that?
It was the lightning round.
Wow.
I love that guy, by the way, whoever introduces that.
I was telling you a story earlier. I got woken up by turkeys today.
Oh, that's what you thought that was?
I was planning on waking up late, coming into work a little bit late today. These damn turkeys woke me up at 7 in the morning.
And by the way, the dumbest turkeys ever. It's like, really? This time of year, you're going to mess with me.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm going to pack my musket and go chase you down.
You have the worst agents I ever. Worse than tigers.
Turkeys. Who ever heard of being woken up by turkeys?
Well, I've never experienced it, but I'm not a farmer.
Ridiculous.
All right.
Anyways.
Anywho.
Tony Romo at his press conference on Tuesday made it sound like his time is done in Dallas, and pending a total collapse from Dak.
It sounded like his time on Earth was done.
He did sound, it sounded like his own eulogy. Pending a total collapse from Dak Prescott this season, if the Cowboys / really Jerry Jones decide that Dak is the future, where is the best place for Romo to end up next season? A, with the Denver Broncos. Tremor Simeon and Paxton Lynch are not good enough right now to win another Super Bowl. They have the defense to carry them to a certain point, but adding in a vet like Romo will help the offensive weapons they have and keep their Super Bowl window open longer. B, the San Francisco 49ers. Colin Kaepernick reworked his contract likely so that he can leave. Blaine Gabbert already lost the starting job and he's going to be a free agent. The Niners can add Romo as an instant veteran leader with basically little to no pressure to win with that team. Or C, the Houston Texans. Considering Brock Osweiler has a smaller yards per completion than Lamar Miller has yards per carry, adding Romo adds actual balance to this offense, seeing as they'll have a QB who can throw the ball, plus Romo stays in Texas.
I think Elway is happy with his duet. I don't like Romo in the Chip Kelly offense. I think he actually fits stylistically better in Houston. So I'm going to go C, Texans.
Tennessee Titans are led by Marcus Mariota's magical mustache. They are at 5-5 and one win behind the Texans for the AFC South. In the same spot in the NFC are the Green Bay Packers, one game behind Detroit for first in a division which no one looks like they want to win. Which team is more likely to make the playoffs from this spot? A, the Packers. James Starks is healthy. They signed Kristen Michael, so it seems like they might have a running game so Aaron Rodgers isn't throwing the ball 200 times a game. And the North looks very weak and because the Lions only jumped into first place because they were playing and couldn't lose. Three straight division games could end the season, could mean the Pack win the North. B, the Titans. They just beat the crap out of the Packers. DeMarco Murray looks like a real under-the-radar MVP candidate now that he's throwing touchdown passes. He has a career rating of 147.9. Plus, Marcus is finally coming into his own in the NFL. Houston's struggling to keep up their winning ways, and they've got a lot tougher stretcher down the stretch for the Titans to sneak in and take the South. Or C, neither team makes the playoffs. The Packers have dug themselves into too deep of a hole, and the Titans, even though at 5-5, are still a year away from being contenders.
I tell you what, worst mustache ever for Mariota, but
getting there.
They've got a chance, and let me tell you something, as good as Marcus is and Murray and some of the defense, they built the offensive line. They really have, since they decided to make Mariota their centerpiece of the franchise, have gone to great lengths to protect him. They are so much better than they were last year up front, and they're better now than they were even a month ago. I think they could do it, and I'm going to go B, Titans.
The Yankees are saying that the bullpen will be a focus in free agency. That's according to Hal Steinbetter, who said that was his priority, not necessarily that of Brian Cashman. This would mean possibly Aroldis Chapman being on the radar for the Yankees as well as just about everybody else in Major League Baseball. But would this potential re-signing be the best move this offseason? Yes, Cashman knew Chapman was going to be a free agent at the end of the season, so getting that massive haul of prospects was a must. Signing him back and keeping the prospects is a brilliant move. B, no. Chapman is going to want close to or more than $100 million. The Yankees still have Betances to close, and it's a bad move to only shore up your closer spot in the bullpen while you ignore the rest of it. Or C, no one of note has been signed yet. It's going to take some time to realize what the best move was until games start.
Yeah, baseball-wise, the Yankees succeed with somebody to shake hands in the ninth inning. Obviously, I'm thinking of Mo. But, you know, the setup guys, whether it was Stanton or Nelson, always historically. I don't know if it is a flat-out no. I'm going to take a page from Crunch Exchange. I think C is the answer because it's kind of more of a pending, more data needed.
Ted, my boy, it's going to be legend.
How'd that get
Wait
in
for
here?
It.
At the wrong second.
By the way, Chris Bryant, National League MVP.
Woo.
Nice.
Kate Upton dropped some fire on the Baseball Writers Association of America for a couple of writers not even having Justin Verlander on their ballot for AL Cy Young. Verlander finished second despite getting more first base votes. He lost the Electoral College despite winning the popular vote. Does baseball need to change how they pick award winners? A, no. The BBWAA has their system. They use it for all the awards they give out, and many other leagues use the same system to pick winners, like the Heisman. There's no change to be needed. It's not the BBWAA's fault. There wasn't a clear number one pitcher in the AL, and votes got split up. B, yes, there should have been a change in this vote. The winner should have been the one who got the first place votes, especially since Verlander had six more than Porcello, and Porcello was clearly picked to be the second best with 18 votes. The writers tried to show that Porcello was number two. They accidentally made him number one. Or C, yes, there should be a total overhaul in the voting system. Why should someone be picked second get more value than a guy clearly picked to be first? Get rid of the point system and just go with who had the most first place votes. But this change can't be made simply because a player's girlfriend lashed out on Twitter.
The answer is D, I get to pick all the major award winners. I don't think
Still
it needs an overhaul. As much as I think they got it wrong, there wasn't an American League starter with an ERA under three, so nobody was so great that it was an actual snub. It just goes to show that you had a couple of chuckleheads who do what baseball writers do sometimes. They don't look up from their laptop and use common sense and just say, yeah, he was definitely one of the three best pitchers in this league, and they should not have left him off their ballot entirely. So I'm going A.
Last one. Speaking of rule changes for baseball, the players have discussed changing the standard rosters from 25 all the way up to a permanent change of 26. This would mean one more utility guy to sub in or another arm in the bullpen to keep some people fresh. But it could also mean longer games and slower pace of play. Will adding this one extra player to the roster really slow things down that much? A, no. This is about the players thinking that one more guy, pitcher, or position player gives them the opportunity for more days off during the season. B, yes, managers that like walking out onto the mound for pitching changes will use this one extra spot for another chance for a bullpen arm. This is more options for matchups, longer games. Even with the 2-minute clock for pitching changes, the game will get slower. Or C, baseball is a slow-paced game. There's no clock to run out. There's only outs. If you want the game to go faster, then make games shorter and eliminate outs.
Well, we can't do B because they cannot have longer games. Days off, wah. I'm going C. Just enforce the rules. Move it along, Pudge Fisk, and we'll be just fine.